Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Passions Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Vidala, broadcasting live from Palm Beach County, Florida. It's March 1st, 2022. This talk show is streaming worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Today's topic of discussion is compassion, cultivating love and kindness, recognizing a community for outstanding strength and zeal to practice the meaning of compassion. I want to bring awareness of what is happening in my area and events that are local. If you're visiting, if you are interested in getting involved with any community outreach missions that we're doing in the area of in the city of Lake Worth Beach, you obviously can contact me directly. The off-air telephone line for the talk show is 561-856-0100. That's 561-856-0100. That's to talk to your host after the air. Time is over. First and foremost, I got a lot going on this show. A lot of love and recognition for people. Our Savior Lutheran, Lake Worth Beach, Pastor Jake, sending love and light to Pastor Jake and his family and our whole congregation. The family, that Lutheran church is so giving and compassionate. And so I want to talk a little bit about the Bread of Life basket. It's very special. Every time I go to service, Pastor Jake asked a person, you know, would anybody like to take the Bread of Life basket out in the community to help someone? And you can raise your hand. Sometimes, you know, we have readily available and just sometimes we don't. This Sunday, I happened to raise my hand. I'm going back out and I've done it many times, but I love it. And it is a blessing to be a service to others. And, you know, I just want to really recognize Pastor Jake for all he's doing in the community, his lovely wife, Cecilia, and the family, a big part of my church family. And so the Bread of Life basket is compassionate. That's the bottom line. A lot of us go to Publix, we go to Walgreens, we go out on the street, we give gift cards, we give food, whatever it is that your soul is called to do. Once you collect the money, it's after service. So people are generous, they give what they can, and if you can't, it's okay too. But we make it work, that's for sure. I want to invite people to call in, don't be shy. I know I have some people tuning in up north as well as down here in Florida. And the call-in number is 563-999-3741. 563-999-3741. I am taking callers. Pastor Jake, in this Bread of Life basket, it's really taught me a lot of things. Besides going out with donations, I mean, they're giving you a monetary donation to go out and do something with. And it's really special. You can do so many things. We're giving to people in our neighborhoods, people on the streets. maybe people don't have food. They may have run out of food stamps. That somebody had a death in the family. 501c3 organizations. It's happening. Listeners, it's happening. We want to help people. That's what a lot of the podcast is about. This Sunday, I have the Bread of Life basket. And, you know, when you take the basket, sometimes somebody says to you in church, do you know what you're going to do with it? I'm like, not yet. It'll come to me. The mission is that you search your soul. You take the basket, bless somebody, whether it's $50 or $100. And our family is very generous. But you give what you can if you can. Today I contacted developmental director Janelle Kahn. She's very caring. I explained that we are a family from our Savior Lutheran and we wish to donate. I will meet her today. Good things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is an important cause. Please donate if you can. AVDA Online. It's avdaonline.org. It's a 501c3 nonprofit. So it's since 1985, aid to victims of domestic abuse in Palm Beach County. This is very important that a whole woman and a whole team of people are helping. She kind of explained a lot of things to me. I have so many notes. She said, Debbie, 1 in 5 women are a victim of domestic abuse. 1 in 10 men are also victims. So they house men, women, and children. This is a worthy cause. The Bread of Life basket, I believe, warranted $95. And, we're just going to keep giving and doing what we can do to help others. But I also encourage you to check them out online because they have like a link. If people can't get to the phone and they're in trouble, they can go online. And this is a very, very caring organization to help others. Okay, onward. Oh, I have a shout out to Lee. Lee Powers. He's got the Bread of Life basket next Sunday. And he is donating to Easter Seals. You know, with the Easter season, we got the Easter mission going on with donations. And, he already knows what he wants to do with it. I was like, oh, that's cool. Let's talk to Pastor Jake and see if we can get you on Sunday. Of course, Pastor Jake is a loving person, and he's open to our ideas. And that's down where, like, Miami, and then some are in Orlando. But he wants to give Easter Seals. I think it's cool, and he's done that before. And so from the church, that will be the next Bread of Life basket. So thank you, Lee, for putting yourself out there. And thank you to the church family for giving and caring about others. I have more announcements. I have Richie Ryan. He's on my mind. What's going on? Richie Ryan from Massachusetts, he sent me a donation, okay? The Easter mission is we have sheets, washcloths, towels, shirts, shoes, anything that comes in between now and then. We're already going to start out early with the Easter mission donation. Primarily in Lakewood Beach, but we also can go to Boynton or a location if you contact me that people are in need or if family is in need, we can come and help. So big shout out to Richie Ryan, Massachusetts, and he was the first donation for the Easter mission. And I said, oh, I'm collecting things, this and that. He goes, well, and I send you a little monetary. I said, if you wish. And then I showed him what I got with half the donation. And what I purchased was silk flowers for grave, for a double grave. And I don't know, it just makes my heart full. Somebody's so caring. And, you know, I sent him the picture, and I feel elated. And he's like, wow, I really helped. I'm like, anybody can help. We can all do something. What if somebody is out of state and they have a loved one that may be buried here or in a nursing home, maybe that needs help? You know, I'm a retired caregiver and first response aide. And, you know, if somebody needs help and they can't get to their family, I can help. And so we just want to know that. Or if there is a grave that hasn't been tended to in a while that needs flowers, contact me and we'll take care of it. There's just no doubt about it. We have giving people. I mean, like Richie Ryan, come on. In Massachusetts, he says, I want to donate for the Easter Mission. And I said, I sure would like to put fresh flowers on that grave. And that's what happened. So there's still a little left over, and we'll get toothbrushes and toothpaste for people out, you know, that may be sleeping outside, or maybe some t-shirts. And we continue to go on. I think that's what's most important. So many things to give, doing special things. So I want to invite people to know that if you do miss the live broadcast, Passions is here for you. If you want to share your story, if you want to be a sponsor, if you want advertising, all those things are available. And after we go off the air live, the show will be archived on iHeart, Spreaker, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. I think that's pretty cool. The wide range. Okay, so I'm remote. I'm in South Florida. And if you wish for me to come to you, I can. But I'm broadcasting right now from the home studio. It's pretty cool. The talk show line to book airtime is 561-856-0100. And I want to encourage people to just be enlightened. I felt compassion was a really big word, really big word. And, you know, we all talk about how can we do more and how can we be more loving, and compassion is really a good thing to learn from. And when I was doing my studying today about the podcast, I said, I'd be more compassionate. Yes, I walk the streets. Yes, I take donations. But also, I could be better. And that's what I thought to myself. I want to really enlighten people to say, no matter where you're at, maybe you're going to visit Florida and you're going to come meet me. I don't know. We can do a show from New York, Las Vegas, anywhere. And we can connect and we can share a message. If you have a story that you want to share, then I encourage you to call in as well. Everybody, for tuning in today, very special, this show. I don't know, a lot of people are working right now with Janelle, and they may be tuning in later, maybe right now. But we're definitely giving them a big shout out. They're doing a lot in the community. People are afraid. People are being hurt, and they're giving them shelter. And so, again, we didn't have a huge donation basket, but I think $95 is pretty good. And I'm proud of our church family. And I didn't know when I left there, what was I going to do? Was I going to go to Publix? You know, was I going to see somebody in the street? And it's cool because we can do different things. We can help people in all different ways. For that, I think we have Pastor Jake to thank for that, because he's instilling kindness and compassion to see Richie Ryan calling in. He's messaging me. He might be radio shy. It's okay. Thinking about you on the air, Richie. I want to thank also the listeners that really care about Passions Podcast and are supportive toward this Easter mission. I received from a lady at church shoes, belts, all kinds of stuff. So, and then my friend Lee has sheets and washcloths, all kinds of stuff. We can help people. So we just do it together as a team. I say it many times, there's no I in team. We do it together. And that's what makes it beautiful, passionate. Yes, thank you, everybody, for the loving messages. We're going to be up on Facebook, Twitter, and all the other networks. And I want to thank you for tuning in today. Next week, we're going to be talking about possibly an author is going to come on the line. She's really special. We have a lot of cool topics, I can tell you that. Integrity is coming up. That's the next one. Pretty. And so we'll see you next time on Passion Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I want you to have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you so much, everybody.